This is Afghanistan's first Eid al-Adha under the Taliban in more than 20 years. It also comes at a time of international sanctions and a struggling economy. With millions of Afghans out of work or being paid a fraction of what they once were, many are cutting back on their holiday expenses. Muhammad Nabi, a dried fruit seller in Kabul's largest open-air market, says with the local currency losing its value, prices have gone up. So people are buying fewer items. He says dried fruit sellers have lost 60 to 70% of their business this year.
People are poor nowadays. We don't have enough sales this year. Pistachios alone went from 600 Afghanis to more than 1,000 a kilo.
It's not just snacks, though. Families are also opting out of buying new clothes for the holiday. Waidullah Bawad, a tailor in the Korte Parwan neighborhood, says his orders have decreased 50% this year.
We have only these two celebrations, the two Eids. Traditionally, whatever people have, they will spend on these two Eids. But this year, a lot of people are struggling.
Some are even cutting back on the most important part of this Eid, purchasing animals for the ritual sacrifice. Imal Popal still has a job in a ministry, but he says his pay has been cut by more than 80%. He has managed to buy a cow and a sheep for his family, but he knows many more will not be able to do the same this year.
Eid al-Adha is made special by the sacrifice, so many people won't have a proper sense of celebrating Eid.
Popal says this year, more than ever, it's important to keep the poor in mind.
This market is the centerpiece of the Eid al-Adha celebration. But what we've seen this year is that people can't afford to buy the animals that they used to. And the shepherds have also had to cut their prices to meet reduced demand. So again, what it's showing is that the sanctions, the aid cutbacks, and the devaluation of the Afghani has affected every aspect of life in Afghanistan, right down to the Eid celebration. Ali Latifi, Al Jazeera, Kabul.